Yagi. This call is regarding the mine car accident happened from your address.
Yeah, talking about the accident I had a long time ago where the car door, but I clipped the wing mirror and someone reversed back and I was the passenger that was in the shop, but they saw what had happened, but you was wondering if that passenger was in the car and you were trying to get my registration number. Yeah, I remember.
You do remember your registration number of the car?
It's my mum's registration number, so I wasn't sure if she'd used the personal plates that time or would she swap them over with my dad's car, because sometimes it's a little bit cheaper, because it's sometimes when my dad uses those plates, he has to get an insurance change on the documents, and that costs a bit of money because the insurance companies insist that every change in the document implies a lot of administration work, which involves a bit of a cost, so... Hello?
Would you like to speak slow, yeah? Would you like to speak slow? Because, you know, I'm not getting you at all.
Oh, sorry, mate. Some people do say that I speak a bit fast and that I don't actually stop to draw breath, but I don't believe them. I think I'm speaking a little bit fast sometimes because I get a bit nervous and I'm never quite sure who I'm speaking on the phones. But, you know, when it comes to this accident, that made me a bit nervous right from the start. I think that's what started me speaking a bit fast altogether. You know what I mean?
Okay, if you're speaking faster, then I can speak faster as well. But the thing is, I'm just trying to verify some general detail with you and after that I can compile it
off. Yeah, of course, mate. I understand you've got to get all the details right because there's no point process the claim if you don't get the details right, but I remember you talking about a cash sum, maybe took £3,000 or £4,000, and I'm just trying to get to the bottom of how I can get my hands on this cash, because it was just an accident that I had a long time ago and I thought it was all done and dusted. But if you think I can get a bit more money, then I'd be happy to pursue this claim. Thank you very much.
You're getting money for that because, you know, as far as my report is concerned, it was not your fault at the time of accident. It was because the fault of the person who was just looking.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the person that came in the car park. As I said, he came in the car park, but then it was my fault because I reversed back. Once you clipped my wing mirror, I opened the door came back, I reversed back, the passenger got out, he was speaking to someone in the shop at the time, and then when it clipped that, it bent the door back, and I didn't know it was my fault, but I did have my hand in the glove compartment at the time, as I mentioned to you in the first place.
You can get the money easily for that car.
That's what I'm saying to you, mate. If you'd like to send me the money, I'll get you my bank details. You just transfer the money across, but I was told in the first place that there was a no deal. I wasn't going to any insurance company claim back because it was my fault, but it wasn't my fault. I told you that in the first place. It was just the bit with the reversing back that opened the door and then crushed the door. That's what caused the problem, and I don't think I was going to get any money for that.
In fact, right. You must be getting money for that because, you know, it was not your fault. So would you like to tell me the registration number of that car?
Yeah, mate. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get my mum to give me a call, and then when she tells me if she was using the personal plates at the same time, or she'll be swapping over my dad's number, because sometimes she uses a regular plate that was on the car when she got it first registered and bought it from the showroom, but sometimes she uses my dad's plates, which are personal plates, PVR, which is his initials, because his name's Paul Victor Rossi, and he likes to get these plates on his car, so my mum has to swap them back. And then, yeah, that's a bit too in the phone. I can't remember which plates was on the car at the time of the accident, which wasn't my fault, as I said before, but I did have my hand in the glove compartment. But the passenger witnessed that it wasn't my fault, and it was the one opening the door and the clipping that bent the door.
Hello, yeah?
Yeah, sorry, mate, I thought you'd gone there, all went a bit silent. Sometimes people do that when they're talking to me, because they think, you know, they're just waiting me to finish. I think they're a bit gobsmacked how fast I speak.
You can get the 100% competency on your doorstep within 28 days.
Oh, I tell you what, mate, you're speaking a bit fast there. I can't understand the word you're saying. Sorry, brother.